Welcome, everybody. Welcome to HeartShift Radio. This is your host, Marcy Newman, and I'm really happy that you're here. We have a lot to talk about. It seems like this new year is starting out with a bang. So today's podcast is about the revolving door. I've been thinking a lot about this whole concept, first of all, of even designating a particular time in the continuum as the new year. And I realize that there's a very scientific basis to this measurement. I know that. I also have an appreciation on many levels, as it helps to keep a certain amount of order in our calendars and our dealings, as well as in the sequencing of memories. But I have to admit that there's some question in my own mind about whether this is a benefit or a hindrance. After all, from an energetic stance, it's really only the present where we have any power to create. So what's the harm, you might ask? Well, I think maybe none. If you're one of those incredible people who are just able to stay totally present and in the moment. But oftentimes, and I think particularly at this time of the year, we tend to project too far into the future. We set all these goals and time frames, as well as then we cause real overwhelm by doing so. And I think that this is just as detrimental as carrying in too much from the past. And particularly if you are projecting fear into your future based upon your past year's performance or experiences, you will have to deal with a double whammy. And that is no fun. But there is this energetic principle that I call the revolving door. And it's the recognition that energy is always in motion. The revolving door, as you know, is that one that spins around, and you can go in and you can go out. But the beauty is that you can do it all at the same time. The revolving door allows you to stop and exit or re-enter at any time, having lost nothing in the exchange, as this door constantly closes you off to the past the moment you enter, and then it releases you out again with the same energy that you came in with. Of course, you can also make it go faster, or you can try to hold it in its place, but that game gets very tired. Actually gets tired very easily for you and for those around you. It's also great because you can limit or choose who will ride with you, right? Because the space is limited. So think about it. This is a door that opens and closes, filled with opportunity, but only if you stop spinning. So the problem occurs when you forget to get out, or you forget to tend to the business at hand because you've forgotten your intention. You've forgotten where you need to put your focus. And that's when you just have to stop. Stop and be still and redirect. Do you want to go in, or do you want to go out? And who do you want to travel with? Who do you want to share this experience with? The truth of it is that your life is very much like this. You get to choose and to make those decisions every single day, in everything that you do. So here's my wish for you. My wish for you in the days ahead are that you will know when to get in and when to get out. and you will recognize that if the spinning is making you too confused, that all you have to do is just stop, take a breath, regroup, refocus, and choose accordingly. And the amazing thing is, with this revolving door, whichever way you choose, it always has your back. So until next time, I want you to know that I'm holding you in this image of great wonderment, filling your days with curiosity and having all of the energy at your disposal to manifest your every heart's desire. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you all soon.